Hello, this is Roy Lilly. You know, it's one of those things, you read it and you say to yourself, nah, can't be. Well, it is. It's in the Health Service Journal and it's in my inbox, and I linked to the story in the HSJ this morning. I came across it on social media and sort of dismissed it, thought it was so crass and stupid, so utterly dumb, it couldn't be right. But it is. NHS England has told trusts they're not allowed to increase their staffing establishment in the next 12 months. Cambridge, for example, wanted the 2% growth in workforce, but have been told their numbers must flatline. Southampton have been told they have to keep their numbers plateauing. There are others, and the story is the same. Aggressive regional directors, savings targets of around 7% in the next 12 months. That will be the 12 months that the deal with the nurses promised the RCN serious work on safe staffing. That will be the 12 months that the NHS will be working flat out, trying to get stuck into what will probably end up with over 8 million people on the waiting list. That will be the 12 months that people will be working on a serious retention programme. That will be the 12 months that we know acuity will fall, demand will rocket, and social care will collapse. That will be the 12 months that the regulators want safer staffing, NHSE are driving workforce issues, and the long-term national plan looks for expansion. The NHSE seems to be peddling the DH plus productivity argument. It is true there are more nurses, and it is true there is a surfeit of young men and women who want to be doctors, but more does not mean enough. It is true there are issues with productivity, but the solution is investment in technology and the expansion of the workforce. It is true there is a workforce plan. It is also true that Jeremy Hunt, former Health Secretary, now Chancellor, is holding it up in the Treasury because of the financial implications. It is true the nation's finances are in a mess, a cocktail of issues, mostly the makings of this government and its policy choices, and to be fair to them, international forces. It is true, undeniable, conservative eyes are on the next election, what they can do to put money in people's pockets, put expansion into industry, and hope into developing our place in the world. It's true that they will wring every last drop and every ounce out of public services to pay for it. An election victory, if it comes, bought with taxpayers' money at the expense of the services they depend on. We've seen all this before, even before the debacle of mid-staffs, where the pursuit of financial balance erupted into a Vesuvius of death and disaster as managers were threatened and cajoled into putting balance sheets before the souls lying in the beds. If this government, this Department of Health, is seriously putting pressure on the board of NHS England to strangle spending to the point where staffing becomes the expendable line on a spreadsheet, it is lunacy. If it is the work of regional apparatchiks, it's because they have no sense of legacy, no sense of history, and no place in the NHS. Show them the door. If it's the work of regional directors, they're ignorant, or have no understanding of the consequences of their thuggery, and have no place in the hierarchy of the NHS. If it's the work of the NHS board, with all the access they have to modelling, legacy, and the crippling and chilling effect of putting finance before families and their people, it is criminal. Criminal, if not now, but will be criminal at some point in the future when the next Robert Francis reports on deaths in hospitals, neglect, abysmal standards, and wanton ignorance. Let Amanda Pritchard, the NHS chief executive, say this is all wrong. She can have my daily 700 words to say it. Let the non-executives on the NHS England board say this is wrong. I'll publish their version. Let the rest of us remember how people died when there were not enough nurses to answer the bed calls. No one to respond when pain was the patient's only companion. No one to change the soiled bed linen. No one to take responsibility because no one had the guts to put people before pounds. Thank you for listening. This has been Roy Lilly, and I hope we'll speak again soon. Bye-bye now.